Rex Tillerson on North Korea. The military action is an option. They are no longer waiting. The strategic patience that the U.S. has had for a long time with North Korea is over, according to Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State. He said the option was on the table if the threat from the North's weapons program reached a level requiring it. Let me share with you some of the things that have been going on recently. American bombers in South Korea are carrying out nuke strike drills. Okay, we've also got China going global and expanding their marine force by 400%. The first overseas military base is almost complete. The North Korea situation. I personally am wondering if this is going to play out as some sort of a proxy war between China and the U.S. That's just the thought. Because we have this North Korean situation, and you have the North Korea situation, or the North Korea regime, who's sort of aligned, probably not publicly, with China, because we know that they're working on trying to attack U.S. bases. They've been drilling for it. Both of those countries have been drilling for it for years. And then we had South Korea, who was allowing us to place our military equipment and, of course, things that would stop a North Korean attack or a Chinese attack. But now the South Korean president has been ousted. And a more liberal or communist or socialist South Korean president could take place. Meaning that their ideology might be more aligned with China than ours. You see what's happening here? We saw the same thing with Ukraine and Russia. But now we're seeing it with China and the Koreas. Is this a proxy war that's going to unfold? Mr. Tillerson spoke shortly after visiting the demilitarized zone which divides the two Koreas. He arrived in South Korea from Japan, where he had said that 20 years of efforts designed to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear ambitions had failed. So, of course, now he's saying the strategic patience of waiting on them to turn around is not, it's done, it's over. That's a big deal. He was asked if the possibility for military action existed. He said, certainly, we do not want to for things to get to military conflict. But he added, if they elevate the threat of their weapons program to a level that we believe requires action, then that option's on the table. North Korea has conducted several missile tests lately. One of the most recent ones was just 200 nautical miles away from Japan. The big shift. Mr. Tillerson was blunt. The previous policy had ended. Despite the assertion, though, the difference between the Obama strategy and the Trump one is not obvious. This is, of course, according to BBC. Mr. Obama had not ruled out military force, and Mr. Tillerson thinks sanctions might yet work. But, of course, we have a new administration. And under this administration, it's a lot more blunt and bold. It's not the snake-like behavior that we've seen under the Obama administration. So we'll see what takes place in this. But I'll tell you what, it's increasingly elevating. We'll see what happens. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.